"Am I disturbing you?" I said, out of politeness. "Correct, Professor Aronnax," the captain answered me. "But I imagine you have pressing reasons for looking me up?" "Very pressing. Native dugout canoes are surrounding us, and in a few minutes we are sure to be assaulted by several hundred savages." "Ah," Captain Nemo put in serenely, "they have come in their dugouts?"
"Yes, sir."
"Well, sir, closing the hatches should do the trick."
"Precisely, and that's what I came to tell you."
"Nothing easier," Captain Nemo said.
And he pressed an electric button, transmitting an order to the crew's quarters.
"There, sir, all under control," he told me after a few moments. "The skiff is in place, and the hatches are closed. I don't imagine you're worried that these gentlemen will stave in the walls that shells from your frigate couldn't breach."
"No, Captain, but one danger still remains."
"What's that, sir?"
"Tomorrow at about this time, we'll need to reopen the hatches to renew the Nautilus's air."
"No argument, sir, since our craft breathes in the manner favored by cetaceans."
"But if these Papuans are occupying the platform at that moment, I don't see how you can prevent them from entering."
"Then, sir, you assume they'll board the ship?"
"I'm certain of it."
"Well, sir, let them come aboard. I see no reason to prevent them. Deep down they're just poor devils, these Papuans. And I don't want my visit to Gueboroa Island to cost the life of a single one of these unfortunate people.